Okay, welcome to the fourth perek of Sefer Ezra. Here we have the enemies of Yehuda and Binyamin. They hear that we are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. They try and sabotage our plans. They were the Kusim, if you remember, they were of dubious conversion. It was hotly debated at the time, and they were dotted throughout the Shomron by Sancheirev. Now, initially, what happened was they offered to build the Beis HaMikdash alongside. But the Rebbe realized, hold on a second, they don't really want to build the Beis HaMikdash alongside us. This is sinister. Therefore, the Kusim tried second attempt. They tried to intimidate the builders to interfere with the construction, and they sent a letter asking for the construction to be banned. They say it's part of a rebellion or that they threatened to rebel themselves. Then Sefer Ezra switches to a different language, to Aramaic. There you are. The rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash is halted for 18 years. There's a machlokes. Did Koresh stop it? Did Achashverosh stop it? Have a look at Rashi, the beginning of Ezra, and the Malbim over here in Psukim Hei to Zion. Also Rashi here, Psukim Vav to Zion. The Malbim says something really shockingly distressing, to be honest. He says that actually what happened was that they wrote a letter to the king. The king wrote back something relatively innocent. What happened was that the enemies misinterpreted the king's letter. They had it translated into Aramaic so they could pretend that the king banned the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. In reality, the king would never have rescinded the royal decree to build the Beis HaMikdash, especially if Koresh would have received this divine awakening to build it. It was all a misunderstanding. Unbelievable comment of the Malbim. That's Perek Dalet.